Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the home of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier, afternoons 2 to 6. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston. Oradio.com Sports Station.
Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Details and authorized Subaru retailers at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey, cause it's good.
Everybody always talks about you put ketchup on everything, bro. Tell me you don't put ketchup on turkey.
Yeah, dude. I mean, come on. You gotta put ketchup on that. Turkey and ham.
Get the hell out of here. You're joking, right? You don't really. On the Thanksgiving turkey, you put ketchup on it?
Oh, yeah, man. Come on. You know me better than that.
Love to eat the turkey at the table. I want some.
What is wrong with Patrick Mahomes? Ketchup all over his turkey. That was an LB thing, wasn't it?
LB put ketchup on literally everything.
It's the worst. It's not even a condiment. We've covered that on the program before. Sure. It's the worst.
No, ketchup is good, like on fries or a burger.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Cheeseburger.
Turkey.
Or yeah, on a hot dog.
On a burger. I don't like it on a hot dog. Mustard only on a hot dog. But
nah, see, ooh,
is there going to be a special extra sauce Thanksgiving morning?
I don't believe we were able to get that together, Curtis. Oh, we were trying. Mm-hmm. We were trying.
Best of.
I asked downstairs Joe if I could work on Thanksgiving morning, but he said no.
Order is hosted.
But no, I mean. That seems to me to be the grossest thing ever is ketchup all over your Thanksgiving meal. It's got to be gravy.
I don't understand people that put ketchup on eggs.
I don't get that either.
Yeah. Like, I don't like eggs as it is. Eggs with ketchup seems even like more of a profane thing to me.
But you had your Frank's Red Hot in the shot yesterday on the video stream. Is that because you put that on everything?
Yeah.
So
see, I put that when I make mac and cheese, I always do it like buffalo style. So when I make the cheese sauce, I put the buffalo sauce in. It's good.
Is Mrs. Wiggins giving us her black mac and cheese recipe before the show ends, Wiggy?
Yeah,
I keep that a secret.
I'll text her, see if she's up. Okay. Kids don't have school today.
Oh, what? There's no school today. What's that
I don't
all
think
about?
So.
See, there's no they just this is the problem with remote learning is they just throw all these days away. Nobody's going to school. Nobody. How many people are going to mail in work today also? I mean, they mailed it
everyone?
In when they had to be there. Now they don't have to be there. They're going to mail it in.
Yep.
Complete blow-off day. Mm-hmm. This is Dave from Dorchester. What's up, Dave?
Morning, Greg. Danielle.
Hi.
Today, Alan. I got a question for Wiggy Bukovic.
Yes.
Ted Allen.
Yes.
My family was supposed to go to my mother's house tomorrow for Thanksgiving, but my mother told me that my brother got COVID from his work because he works at a hospital. Got it from two kids. Mm-hmm. How long does it last? Because I'm not taking no chances.
No.
My daughter come down.
I would tell him to Wiggy doesn't know how long it lasts, but I would tell
I'd
him to leave.
I'd bag it this year.
They can leave a to-go bag for you, right?
Yeah.
Outside.
Because what is it? I think, my son is eligible to be back I guess, in the public today. He's 10 days, so. Because they say after 10 days or I guess at the 10-day period or 14-day period, whatever the hell it is, it's harder for people to spread it.
Yeah. Interesting.
I mean, that's Danielle.
We don't have a clue.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they say. But what, I mean, what's the 14 days for anyways? There's got to be a reason why they said 14 or 10 to 14 days.
Well, the CDC is, they are changing that apparently, but they're changing it because people don't quarantine for 14 days. So that's what I was reading, was that they're changing it to 7 to 10 days because people just won't quarantine for 14 days, which is another
We're trying to make it more palatable.
Yeah.
So people do it. Gotcha. Yes. I mean, I'm pretty sure the people that won't quarantine for 14 days also won't quarantine for 10. So
this is Dan from Charlestown. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guy. Good morning, Greg. Good morning, gentlemen. Good
What's up, Danielle? What's going on?
Driving around Kendall Square, I just noticed that they have a COVID testing site. Zero patients waiting.
What? Where is it?
Kendall Square.
Main Street and Kendall Square. It's right behind the Marriott Hotel.
Okay.
These three people are literally waiting in a lobby, sitting down with testing material, and no one there.
All right, I'm going to get over there. ASAP.
Well, you could have told them that off the air, because now there's going to be a run on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he just called back. It's canceled. They shut it down.
JK. Now, they're actually not open right now.
Christian's coming up momentarily, correct?
Yes, 9:15.
Okay. All right, so Christian Fourier will join us soon. And as I said earlier, if he's really upset with me, I will be happy to issue some kind of an on-air public apology and to, you know, whatever it takes to, if he feels like I threw him under the bus somehow with Devin McCourty, I will be happy to do that. So, Fourier on football and other things coming up, but right now, Ken, and what is trending?
Teddy Bruschi joins OMF this afternoon at 4:30. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Holidays at the Newport Mansions are shining this year. They've got their new outdoor magical wonderland, sparkling lights at the Breakers, thousands of lights illuminating the mansions and the grounds. Breakers and Elms interiors also decorated. Tickets at newportmansions.org. We will keep it quick for you coming up. Peter King, 11:30 with Dale and Keith, Tom E. Curran, and one. And Teddy Bruschi, 4:30 today. Patriots practice, 12:30. Getting ready for the Arizona Cardinals. The line, Curtis, I believe, is still 2.5.
Yes.
1 o'clock kickoff, Fox, Sunday. Tomorrow, Texans at Lions, 12:30. 4:30, Washington at Dallas, 8:20. A good one, Baltimore at Pittsburgh. And you need the Ravens to lose. So that's one of those games, Greg, rooting for the Steelers to keep that unbeaten run going.
Wiggy, I mean, it seems like maybe we get a different Patriots team every week, so we should get a different one than we saw Sunday coming up.
Yeah, we should get it. Right? Hopefully we'll get the good one.
Yeah.
And the Pro Football Hall of Fame class down to 25. Rodney Harrison and Richard Seymour among those that are now semifinalists. New England Revs, a 2-0 win in Philly, an upset in the MLS playoffs. Fourier next. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Is Greg Hill ever going to ask a question and not include somebody's name in it to protect himself? Let's have that discussion. Is that guy ever going to man up and just ask a question and not bring anybody else into it because he's so worried about people loving him and kissing his ass? Let's have that discussion.
And you know that you're the only one to say.
Fourier is brought to you this week by Encore Boston Harbor, where you can experience the thrills at the roulette tables and $10 blackjack minimums daily, minimum subject to change. To learn about responsible play, visit game-sense-ma.com. Christian, I'm the new guy around.
Let's have that discussion. Let's go. Go.
I'm
apologize. Kiss my ass. Take the knife out of my back and start crawling on your knees and begging for forgiveness.
I mean, I'm the new guy around here. I'm just trying to fit in, and I feel like I've offended you.
You're the new guy? You've been in radio for 25 years. How are you the new guy?
25, excuse me.
Like forever.
What was so upsetting to you about what I said to Devin McCourty?
You tell me, like, what you think you did. So I would feel completely like you stabbed me in the back. Like, I thought we were friends.
So
I thought we had an understanding.
Did you?
But what you did What you did was take a conversation that we had, twist it, turn it around, and then use me as like a crutch instead of just doing it on your own. Like that?
Did you not
get that part?
Did you not say to me in the conference room, "I feel like you're renting real estate in the head of Devin McCourty"?
Oh my God! I told you. You should tell him to poke at him to make less of the situation, to kind of tease him a little bit so he would like you again. Hey, let's break the ice with this.
Okay.
Hey, am I in your head? But listen, you say that I said it.
Well, listen.
Why do I'm sorry.
I can promise you that when there's some kind of an alumni barbecue or something, you'll be invited back. Don't worry about that.
It has nothing to do with Devin. It has to do with someone who I thought was a friend.
You are
somebody that I looked up to.
Somebody that I thought I could
confide in. Yeah. Somebody who I supported. Somebody who I championed. Somebody who I liked would stab me in the back without any. Without any reason. I'm hurt more than anything.
I apologize.
I don't accept your apology.
Christian, your panties are showing.
It's Thanksgiving, Christian. You're supposed to accept.
I don't accept it.
And by the way, when it comes to former tight ends for the Patriots who work at the station, you are my favorite.
Wow.
Yeah,
but he's right
doesn't
here.
Work. Wiggy doesn't
that doesn't.
Count.
But that you know that doesn't bother me. So.
Hey, Wiggy.
Yo,
Wiggy. I would like you to jump on board this conversation, and I would like to hear your opinion of the events.
Well,
I'll put it this way, Wiggy. If we were in a gang, would we have to somehow put? If we were in a gang, and yep. Greg was part of our gang. And he did this to you, wouldn't we kind of have to punish him old school?
Yeah, we would. We'd have to definitely a couple phone books.
I'm not a guy who ever resorts to violence. I wear glasses. I don't.
Well, we take those glasses off, Greg. We won't destroy your glasses. We'll take them off and give them back to you when we're done. Yeah, well. Christian, I understand what you're saying because he did pose it as, and you know, and I'm just trying to I'm just trying to be in the middle here.
Uh-huh.
He did pose it as Devin. Christian thinks that I'm renting space in your head.
Yeah, like what is this? I'm like, why am I involved in this conversation?
By the way, the most passive aggressive thing that you can say is I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. That's a passive aggressive
exactly.
special right there.
I have kids, Greg. I know what I'm doing. It has nothing to do. Wait, do you feel like you can't? Say it yourself because you don't want Devin to be mad at you?
No,
Is that why you use my name?
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that I would have said it in the first place if I was concerned about Devin being mad? Do you think I would have said, can you catch the ball when it's thrown to you by the opposing quarterback?
I think on Friday you should say something like, not only can you not catch, but you can't tackle. Say that.
Wow.
I know it is.
Well, no, here's what's going to happen. On Friday, he's going to go, well, Christian said that you got trucked at the goal line and you can't tackle.
All right.
Christian, if he really wanted to avoid the confrontation with you, he would have said, Devin, you know, I hate to do this, but these texters, they're all over me. They want you to ask it. Yeah. They want me to ask you if you got trucked.
Yeah. Well, I apologize. I offer a heartfelt apology. I would never want to disappoint you. I'd never want to upset you. You're one of my favorite people here. So I will watch my P's and Q's going forward. And I do. First of all, what are you guys doing for the big day tomorrow? Are preparations underway? Are you having people over? You're traveling? What's the plan?
No, I took the lazy man's approach, and we ordered food. We are not cooking.
Oh.
We are not going anywhere.
Ooh.
I heard you guys talking about it earlier. We had plans. We canceled them. I'm just in straight effort mode, and maybe you're getting the brunt of that, Greg. Maybe you're getting like it. Just I'm just in straight. I don't give a F mode anymore.
Yeah. Well, they're talking.
Everybody who kind of gets in my way or causes me a little bit more static or irritation, like they just. I just can't take it anymore. Well, I am done.
The experts are saying that stress is at an all-time high because of the pandemic, the election, and the holidays. And so that's probably what you're feeling, is that people are at their wits' end at this point.
Yeah, I don't know. And then once the whole Thanksgiving thing came around, I just didn't feel like dealing with this person's issue, and I'm concerned about this, and this person isn't concerned with it. I'm like, you know what? F everybody. Like, stay at home. Your own thing. I just do takeout. So we found a great place. They have all this great food. I mean, and they're delivering it to us, and all we have to do is stick it in the oven.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's pretty good right there. That's how you hook up.
And I am putting and you should never put ketchup on mac and cheese, but you should put ketchup on your eggs.
Yeah. See? You're gross.
Yeah. I'm not a ketchup person, but you and Patrick Mahomes are. So, earlier we were talking about Bruce Arians. Is it your guess that he is still the head coach of that team next year?
He probably doesn't want to coach him. That's actually a good point. Like, if I'm him, I'm probably sick of it. Between all the questions that he has to answer, the issues with Antonio Brown, he probably thought it was going to be a lot easier. Like, everyone was going to love him. They were going to score 35 points. They were going to win every game. Everyone was going to love Gronk, but it's been a lot more challenging for him than I think he could ever have imagined. Like, I mean, based on his personality, like, he just doesn't want to deal with this stuff. Like, he just wants to go out there and just have a good time. I think that's an excellent observation. Did you come up with that?
Yes, I did on my own.
Wow.
And Tom Brady has to be steaming as Arians continues to back the bus over him every week.
Who do you think he should be mad at? Who do you think he should be mad at? Himself?
Mad
or
at himself.
Arians?
I think he should be mad at himself. But, I mean, I don't, you know, you're a football guy. Wiggy's a football guy. So, you know, I thought it was interesting that Keyshawn yesterday with Dale and Keefe was talking about how when it comes to Arians and his quarterbacks, they have their worst years interception wise playing under him. And I'm as a football guy, why is that?
I think he's a bad teacher. We used that. We ran with that yesterday. I went and looked at like almost every single quarterback that he ever coached whenever he was a head coach, offensive coordinator, or an offensive coordinator. And I'm talking, we went back to 1983, back when he was the head coach at Temple. And then we went to Mississippi State. And the only guy that he coached for the first year that actually had a better year than the previous year was Ben Roethlisberger. He's the only one. And I would say Ben is just more kind of mentally like Bruce Arians. But the other guys, the cerebral guys, the smart guys, nothing that he says makes sense. It doesn't compute. So he tells you to throw it down the field. Well, hell, Carson Palmer was a quarterback in Cincinnati and then the first year he's with Bruce Arians in Arizona threw the most interceptions he's ever thrown in his career, ever. So are you telling me that Bruce Arians is a good tutor, is a good teacher? He sucks. I blame it all on Bruce Arians because Carson Palmer is not a dumb guy. Like, Brady is not a dumb guy.
Right.
Andrew Luck is not a dumb guy. None of these guys are stupid. But they don't. It doesn't really make sense. I think they end up fighting what they know is right and what Bruce Arians is telling them to do.
Christian, you know what I get, like, from Bruce Arians? I get a guy, like, you know, you've probably had those coaches before that go, okay, you're going to fit into my offense rather me, you know, build the offense around what you do well. Where I think when Brady looks good, it's when he's throwing the short to intermediate stuff. But when he's trying to force the ball downfield, he doesn't look good. But it seems like Bruce Arians doesn't care about that.
Yeah, I equate this like, you know, like there's some coaches or even some parents or, you know, some teachers, they say, oh, listen, well, I'm gonna discipline you all the same. I'm going to treat you all the same. I always thought that was stupid because, like, there's so many different, like, guys who need a different way of learning or you can't discipline everyone hard. Some guys, you know, react and respond to different types of discipline. If you fight them or if you push them, then they push back and no one benefits from it. And I think he's that type of guy. I have one system. I have one way of coaching and figure it out. Like, you're smart. Figure it out. Well, it's going to take a year. Well, we'll see you next year. So that's what I think he is. And I don't know if Byron Leftwich is doing him any favors either. I mean, I just feel like he's the smartest guy in the room when he walks in there, you know. And but you know, and but Lou will say, well, you know, nobody's forcing him to throw the ball. Like, you know, he sees the coverage. If he's really good at seeing the coverage,
well, no,
why
not,
is he throwing it? Well, because Bruce Arians is telling him to.
But Bruce Arians, I mean, he said yesterday that Brady is confused by the coverage.
Okay, they'll say who's. Okay, can we all kind of assume and agree that there isn't a coverage out there that Brady hasn't seen? There isn't an adjustment. There isn't like a gotcha coverage that he hasn't seen, how they set him up. I feel like he's seen everything. Like, and that interception that he threw, well, it was like a deep two deep safeties, and they wrote one rotated down and the other guy rotated up into like a middle of the safety cover three. That's not hard. That's like grade school stuff. That's not difficult.
Yeah.
It wasn't like this, you know, blitz scheme zone where like all these guys are running all over the place. That was easy to see.
I just think it's weird. I mean, Ken's column at WEI.com today suggests that Tom Brady made a mistake and that he should have stayed here. Do you agree or disagree?
I mean, I think Ken, great writer, excellent producer. I would say, are we having this conversation again? Like, whether he should have stayed or not? Like, although I love Ken, I feel like, I think Ben Volen wrote one also, not nearly as good as Ken's. I'm just going to add that in there.
Yeah.
That we're having this discussion again. Like, yeah. I mean...
But now, Christian, the evidence is now in. You're seeing Arians. You're seeing the handshake snub at the end of the game. So he's not happy and he's not appreciated. That's why he left.
Yeah, that's the other thing. But, I mean, I don't want to just turn the page real quickly, Ken, because but the whole thing with the not shaking hands, that's a problem for me. Like, I gave him a pass with Nick Foles based on the timing of it. But this one is kind of like he just looks like a sore loser. Like, to me, is now every opinion and everything people were saying about him, it's almost like he's giving them the ability to prove themselves right. Like, just walk across the field. Like, I mean, I don't get it. I don't get why he's doing that. It's not helping him at all.
Yeah, it's odd. I mean, because you guys both played with him for a long time. He wasn't like that here.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that's really his personality. I mean, because we've seen him shake hands with guys that he's lost to in the past plenty of times. I mean, you've never seen Tom just kind of, you know, walk away from guys.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. That, to me, is a deeper type of anger. Like, that's, to me, that's resentment. And it's almost like he's taking it out on the wrong person. Like, he's taking his issues with Arians out on the other quarterbacks. I feel like that's some deep-seated, like, resentment issues, maybe based on what, you know, the fact that they can't figure out and they're struggling, and it's like, so he just walks off the field. It's not a good look.
Well, just the way he looks, Christian, in games, I don't know if you see this, but this is something like that is kind of glaring to me. It's just every time he comes off the field, he just doesn't look the same. And I do agree with Ken's I don't know if he necessarily regrets it, but he's got to be thinking to himself, man, what did I get myself into?
But I remember saying that. I said that the very first day I walked into this into Gillette. Like, the first day I walked in here, I met the strength coach, and he was being a total jerk. And I was like, I went home, I remember sitting and go, oh, my God, this was such a mistake. Like, what the hell? what the hell was I thinking? I do not belong out here. And I remember it took a while for it to show that it made sense. And it really didn't prove until I was done. Like, Brady's not going to know whether he regrets it or not until actually he's done with his contract, because then he can look back and see what he accomplished. Now, if he didn't accomplish anything, then he can easily say, man, that was stupid. But right now, I feel like it's a little premature to sit there and like to assume that you made the wrong decision, where you still have all your goals in front of you. He still has a ton of talent. I mean, what I would do is sit with freaking Bruce and be like, listen, stay out of it. Like, stay out of it. Let me handle it.
Stay out of football.
Yes. Stay out of stay out of it. Let me deal with it. And you just talk to the team.
But his, I mean, in going from Bill Belichick to Bruce Arians, his expectation must have been that it was going to be a significant difference, personality-wise, talent-wise, knowledge-wise.
Well, I will tell you what I learned. Like it's like not that like so. My first coach was Dennis Erickson. He came straight out of Miami. We could do whatever we wanted to do. We were always talented, but we were never better than 8-8 or 7-9 with him. And we always lost games by 3 points or one possession because of a stupid play. I remember when I got to the Patriots, it was totally different. And then when I left, I went to Joe Gibbs for the Redskins. And I thought that he would be just like Bill. He was could not be more different than Bill. There was everyone did whatever the hell they wanted to. Nobody listened to him. Nobody respected him. He was probably the worst coach I have ever had. Like, he was terrible. Like, I regretted that. I was so happy when they put me on IR. I hurt my ankle and I got to leave. I couldn't stomach it anymore. Like, he was so stupid. So I think you miss the structure and the leadership. Like, not saying that Bill Walsh, you can't win with Bill Walsh's system or, you know, even, you know, John Gruden's system. But for me, I just liked knowing what was going on, what was expected of me, and that my coach was going to do the same. I don't know. I don't know if he's getting it there.
So Wiggy this morning during his lead was back on the signed Cam Newton train.
What did he see? Some stats that said he was good? That's what he did.
I don't know why.
He's not putting it right, Christian. You know Greg.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
Right. I said that he would be the perfect bridge guy for the next, you know, 2 years, and he'd be a good mentor and backup for the next guy. So I think, and he'd be the guy that, you know, you could get him cheap, and this team knows, the players in that locker room know, and you'll know next year, like, okay, if he has to be the guy for 1 year, he's the perfect guy to re-sign.
I just don't think he's a good quarterback. I just don't think he is. I think you could find five other guys that can pretty much do the same thing. Sorry, you can't run like Cam Newton. All right, fine, but you're twice as accurate. Like, his numbers over the last 3 weeks look really good when you look at them, but you think about all the plays that are left on the field because he just can't throw the ball to the flat, Wiggy.
Yeah, like, but they're not losing games because of him.
How about the Hail Mary? He can't throw the ball 60 yards.
I know. What was that, like 55 yards?
I mean, fine. Totally fine. Like, okay, you don't need it. We'll bring somebody else in. That's not the most important thing. We're not going to be in that situation a bunch anyways. I just think there's so many red flags. There's so many obvious issues with him. If you want him to be a bridge guy, then you're almost like, it's almost like a mercy hiring. A pity hiring. It's like, hey, you know what? We can't, this here is $1 million again. Just be the backup. He'd rather retire. I don't think he'd take that deal. He'd have to swallow too much pride.
But Bill gushes about him.
Who does he not gush about, though? Here's a weird thing with Bill. So, like, sure, he gushes with Cam, to your point, and then you ask him about Rex Burkhead. Hey, is it fair to say that he's a tough guy to replace? Yeah, sure, he does lots of things. Yeah, it's like, yeah. What? Dude just blew his knee out.
Yeah,
you can't say a couple nice things about this dude.
Yeah.
Feel like his career's probably over.
Yeah,
but they haven't been losing games because of Cam Newton.
Am I off on that?
No, I mean he said it's weird when he picks who he picks and when he picks. Like, for instance, he was gushing about Devin McCourty. Gushing about Devin McCourty a couple weeks ago. You know, he wouldn't say anything about Ninkovic until Ninkovic was done, and then he refuses.
Well, okay, Greg, how about this one? You tell me. I know you're tied in. Well, you're tied in. Why do you think Rob Gronkowski has never had like an official like thanks for playing with us?
Yeah.
Like when he retired, he was out of football for a year. Do you think that? And what we asked him about it, he wouldn't mention it. Other reporters asked him about it. He wouldn't even mention Rob's name. Do you think that there's something to that? Do you think that he's holding a grudge with the way Gronk left and
yes.
how
Yes, right. Yeah,
he almost called his bluff. Do you think he did it on purpose?
Yes, I think that, and I think there are things that Gronk said that he didn't like, and I think that after it's all over, I think he's a guy who appreciates a football player like Rob Gronkowski, so I think he'll say something then.
Right, he does that with every player.
I don't know.
He does that with Chris. You know there are certain players that he picks out and he'll gloat about them, right? He'll gloat. Does he ever gloat about Jacoby Myers? No. But there's no
but,
right.
But
he gloats
retired,
about Cam. There, no, I understand
but
that. But
Rob retired.
But I don't think Rob had truly retired. Like truly retired. Retired.
How does Bill know that? Like, Bill doesn't know. Rob retired. He's selling all this other stuff. He's doing all these TV shows. And then we asked him about it, and there was – so Rob Ninkovich, Kevin Falk, Ted Johnson, Teddy – they all get, like, this farewell, like, this is the greatest football player ever. Troy Brown, not Rob. Why not Rob?
But because then he also but he also did him a favor and let him go down there and traded him, so –
But that because was a year later.
Yeah.
Because, Christian, there are some guys that for some reason rub them the wrong way. And Rob seemed like he was one of those guys. The same way Wes Welker seemed like he was one of those guys.
But, Wiggy, you think back to the Gronk career. How many times have the Patriots released a statement on an injury only to have the agent release a separate statement, and then they finally do a joint statement on Gronk? I mean, it was always unique with him.
Right, and I think that a lot of that so maybe that's why you didn't get a ton of praise from Belichick about Gronk, because Bill is and Christian knows this. Bill is he don't mind holding a grudge, and he's very spiteful and he could be very petty if you know he feels a certain way about you. And there are some guys that he gloats about and he loves, and then there's other guys that it's just like, yeah, you know, he's okay.
See, that's what I think it is. I think that he was petty. I think he was mad, and I think he was holding a grudge. And, yeah, I do think he eventually would get over it, because you can't ignore the fact, like, what Rob was, what he did, how he sacrificed, what he played through. And I just thought it was kind of just a jerk move, like, to not say anything. I don't know. I just felt like that guy deserved it, and he never got it. And I'm sure he will when he gets a red jacket. But I thought at the time, I'm retiring. So, but there was nothing there. I don't know. I thought it was weird. I hold on to it to this day.
It's interesting because Fourier privately has confided in me that Belichick's a petty bitch. And it's pretty wild that he's finally talking about it now.
I don't. Curtis, I thank you for taking.
Well, Curtis, was that your attempt at humor?
He tries.
Megamind. That's what came out of Megamind?
Yeah. But we already know that Bill is King Petty, so it's like, come on. I mean, there's certain people that
he is. Petty will say he's petty.
Yeah, there's like, and certain guys that he's coached throughout his career that he's not going to gloat about them until he has no choice but to gloat about them. And I think Gronk is one of those guys. I mean, have we ever really heard him praise Wes Welker?
No, not really.
And for some reason, there's something that Wes did or whatever it is that just Bill's got this pettiness towards
Rubbed him the wrong way or whatever.
Right. Yeah. But he'll praise Troy Brown, you know, till the end of time.
All right. Well, when it comes to holding grudges, I hope you're not that kind of person, Christian. I offer my sincere apologies. I will never do that again.
I have one thing Lewis told me. Is that in order to be a true New Englander, you have to be able to hold a grudge.
Correct.
So it goes, I'm not that way. That is, I'm from the West Coast, and we go at a different level. So I will ask Lou if it's okay if I can release the grudge that I'm holding.
All right.
And I'll see what he says.
All right. And I hope that you and the family have a fantastic Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you next week. All right.
All right, guys. Thanks. Talk to you later.
Bye,
Christian. There, that is Foyer, and he is brought to you by Shaw's, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots. The crossover is coming up next.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Came up that day. Crossover today is brought to you by National Lumber. Visit them at national-lumber.com. Dale, good morning.
Hopefully this sounds better today than it did yesterday.
It does. It does. We had some technological issues yesterday.
We had gremlins in the system. I'm still trying to get IKEA to deliver a plant rack for me. No,
you have to look like Danielle looks. That's her.
Well, trust me, that ain't happening.
That's like her third outfit change this morning, by the way.
Nice. Yeah, you're right, it is. Because I put on a... I had on like a pajama top when I had my curlers in at the beginning of the show, and then I put on a golf shirt, but it was a little too chilly for that. So now we have the
pajama top and curlers.
Hey, I'm working from home, Dale. I'm trying
to. Damn, I wish I'd gotten up earlier today. missed that whole thing.
You missed it. Any big plans for the holiday?
Absolutely none.
Yeah,
gonna be right here. I actually haven't seen my son and his wife for almost a year and a half now, and they were gonna drive up from Richmond, Virginia, to spend Thanksgiving here, and we have decided collectively that we're not going to do that, and so it's going to be a while longer before I get to see him again.
Well,
he was teaching, he had a teaching position for a year in France, so he left like a year ago May to go to France for a year, and then when he returned from France, of course, we were in the middle of, you know, everything that was going on in this country, so I haven't seen him in a year and a half now.
Well, it's more turkey for you, Dale. That's the way I look at it.
I know, and that tryptophan coma that will kick in at about 4:30 or thereabouts. As I think it was Keyshawn said to us yesterday, just about halftime of the second football game is when things start to fall apart for you.
Yeah, that was interesting yesterday. We were talking about Bruce Arians a lot this morning, and what he said I thought was that was really interesting yesterday.
Wiggy, I've asked this question earlier. Could Tom Brady get Bruce Arians fired?
Oh yeah, yeah, easily. I think so, because you gotta know next year. All right, is it my star quarterback or is it the head coach that my star quarterback's having issues with? And I think it's probably much easier to go, all right, we can obviously find another guy to come in here and be a head coach. It's not going to be as easy for us to find another star quarterback.
But who do you think Tom Brady would want?
Josh.
I don't know if he wants Josh, because one of the things that Christian had talked about, maybe we should ask him about it, that there were issues with Josh and Tom when he was here.
Curtis.
So now all of a sudden he would be like, all right, I want Josh McDaniels. When he had issues with Josh when he was in New England. Now, why would you want to do that?
I think the issues were, and I've heard Christian talk about it. His sources are impeccable, obviously. But I think at times they were a little overstated. I think that if you got Tom in a moment of truthfulness, he'd say overall his relationship with Josh was universally positive, productive for both sides. The question I have is, if I'm Josh, knowing that, you know, that next head coaching job, I better succeed or I'm done forever, do I want to go to Tampa knowing that I've probably got Tom Brady for 1 year? Then I got to start over.
Do you think that he was promised the job here, though? And that's why he didn't take the Indy job or whatever?
I mean, that's the general thinking is that happened. Now, there have been denials all over the place. There's been no promise, yada, yada, yada. It would make sense to me. I think Indy had as much to do with the fact that he maybe got the hint that, and correctly so, that Andrew Luck wasn't hanging around.
Yeah, so, I would think if you're Josh McDaniels, and I think that's a good point, Dale, do you really want to go to Tampa for 1 year of Brady? Unless you knew that you were going, hey, and Tom goes, I'm going to play another three more years, and, you know,
do
maybe
you want
that
him
could...
to? I mean, based on what you've seen, not just this year, but last year, Wiggy, you admitted it too, there was a slip last year.
Right.
There's been some slip this year. Do you want him playing for three more years if you're Josh McDaniels?
See, I wonder if how much of that is like especially this year, how much of it is just Bruce Arians not willing to say, hey, Tom, we'll run your offense where you feel a little bit more comfortable than
But from a power struggle point of view, like why wouldn't he do what he knows is Tom Brady's going to be best at?
You would think he would, but Greg, there are a lot of coaches that coach in the National Football League where it's not about the player, it's about their system, and if you need to fit into their system. And that's, if you look at Tom Brady, he's successful when he's throwing short to intermediate. But when he starts chucking the ball downfield and trying to, you know, make these deep throws, that's when, you know, I know Ken had the stat of, what, 1 of 19 from, you know, 20 yards or more.
Yeah.
But there are some coaches who don't care. It's about the system. It ain't about the player. And I think that hurts a lot of players, because you got to build the system around what that player does well.
What it is almost it? Sounds as though Cam would be better off in Arian's offense and Tom would be better off here. Yeah, Cam can't throw the ball short for crap. He can't do it.
All right, Curtis, what
sorry,
is it?
Wiggy,
what?
That'll get him mad.
What do you want,
no,
Curtis?
No, no, no. He was actually 8 of 8 for throwing the ball deep downfield is what one of the stats they had on Cam Newton.
I wanted Dale's Turkey of the Year.
Oh,
who
Turkey.
Who is your biggest turkey?
I know who it is.
Do you? I don't even know. Hell, I was
assuming it would be President Trump.
I don't do a lot of political stuff on this and on Twitter. I don't because it's not worth it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There is that MAGA crowd out there, led by Andy Hart, by the way, that just come pouncing at you if you say anything negative about the soon-to-be former president of the United States. I have to admit, there's a part of me that would like to see him led out of the White House on January 20th in handcuffs with a raincoat over his head.
Jeez.
But that's probably not going to happen.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Nah.
All right, so he's not your turkey of the year.
No, I don't know. There's
might be Bobby Orr, Dale. What about Orr?
Yeah, you know, there are members of my family who I have political disagreements with, and it doesn't mean I love them any less. If I have a political disagreement with the greatest hockey player who ever lived, you think I'm going to allow that to affect a lifetime, an adult lifetime friendship? Not going to happen.
Never. He's the best. The best.
I love the guy, and he is genuinely the nicest superstar I've ever met in my life. In any sport. We may disagree politically, but you're not going to hear me say anything bad about that guy.
All right.
Not a chance.
What are you guys doing today? Rich
is staying home cooking today, so he's not going to be with us. Yeah, I think he's got a full buffet going there. Mm-hmm. So we've got both Fitzy and Andy Hart in the house, and because we're not on the air tomorrow, Peter King's going to shift to today. He's going to join us at 11:30, Tommy Curran at 1. We'll be talking a lot about Brady, and I read Ken's piece with interest. I wonder if Tom has regrets right now. And I think that's something we'll talk about as we go along as well. I think he's wondering, ooh, maybe I made a mistake here. How many former players have said, Wiggy, after they left here, you know, I didn't much like it when I was here, but
it wasn't
you know,
that bad. In
it
hindsight,
wasn't that bad. You
it
know?
Wasn't that bad. All right. I will be listening. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, you guys, all of you.
Okay.
Thank you, all of you.
Same to you, bro.
We'll be back on Monday. Wiggy, I hope you feel better.
I appreciate that. I feel a little better, so hopefully we'll continue to get better.
Danielle, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Ken.
And join me at Fitzy Friday, Black Friday, and Fitzy 7 to 11.
Ooh, excited. Much excited.
A strange version of the Greg Hill Show.
Why are you starting at 7? You should start at 6. That's when the program starts.
Ah, stop it.
I'll be closing Friday night out for you from what time? 3 to 7?
3 to 7.
Were you doing a clopening?
I don't know who I'm with.
Brian Barrett.
It's you and Mrs. Wiggins.
Ooh, that's a show I'd listen to.
And we never got the Black Mac recipe. Can you put that on your social media, please?
Make mac and cheese and add sugar to it. That's it.
Yeah. That's it? That's all you have
that's
to do?
That's basically it.
No. That's really it.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We'll be back on Monday. Dale and Keefe is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.